Genoa.
And this is Yusuf.
And this is
In Flight Entertainment. Yes, and we are in a new week. We are in May, right?
Yeah, May.
Yeah, I mean, these months are just running like into each other. I thought it was March for a minute.
So did I. And then I realized it was the end of April, not the end of March. And it just keeps messing with my head. But that's okay.
That's okay because we're keeping track of these movies. And today, like this is prime time. Well, today we're giving you Nobody, the action flick starring Saul himself, Bob Odenkirk.
Yes. So this is by the same director that gave us all the John Wick movies. And the storyline's not too different, except for this time. We're following a guy who's out to get his daughter's wristband. The F wristband back.
Instead of killing dog. Wait a minute. Is it the producers of John Wick? Because like the director is... Did not do a lot of movies.
It's the producer.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Because the director did Hardcore Harry in 2015. That was like, which is an interesting movie. If you like video games and first person shooters, Hardcore Harry is the movie for you. It was very interesting.
I don't think I've seen that. I will go find it after this and watch it.
It was fun. You know, drink your mezcal and sit back and just watch the mayhem.
No problem.
Yeah. So in this movie, Mr. Saul himself, his name is Hutch Mansell. That's an interesting name for a main character.
Yes. So the IMDb description is a bystander who intervenes to help a woman being harassed by a group of men becomes the target of a vengeful drug lord, which I guess sort of describes the movie. But it is a we're introduced to Hutch's character, who is sort of like the nobody guy. He's the loser in the family. He's the guy taken advantage of at work. And he ends up, I forget why he was on the bus. I watched this the week it came out. So it's been a few weeks since I've watched it.
Well, okay. Wait a minute. He takes the bus to work, right? Or do he drive to work? I forget.
He
takes the bus to work because, you know, the first 2 minutes or so of the movie, it's kind of like quick cuts of his everyday routine. Like he wakes up, he misses the trash man, you know, he goes to work, he comes back, you know, he goes to sleep.
So he's just like your everyday man, nothing special about him. And his house gets broken into. And the robbers beat him up and punch his son, and like his wife and his brother-in-law and everyone is, and his kids are also disappointed in him. And that's where the next morning the daughter is like, "What happened to my kitty cat bracelet?" This sets off his rage. He's just tired of the world.
I love that scene. And I just love how the music just kind of cues in when she says that. And then it just cuts the close up of him just giving that mean scowl like, "It's time to kill somebody now."
Yeah. And they show it in the trailer. So go watch the trailer because it is a fantastic scene.
Yeah. So he tracks down these two hoods. Come to find out, is a girlfriend and boyfriend. Bonnie and Clyde type low rent like thugs that don't really know what they're doing. Tracks them down the house. You know, he demands the kitty cat bracelet and he's about to shoot him, but he hears, you know, a child in another room, so that snaps him out of it. So it's like, you know, he's not gonna kill anyone you know, a family. Well, I guess any people have family. I guess his morals kind of was on that. So I'm assuming if the kid wasn't there, he probably would have killed him.
Yeah, yeah. His rage was definitely showing, and then the child brought him back down to reality, which was great. So then he gets back. He didn't find his daughter's bracelet, so he's pissed off. He didn't get to take all of his anger out on someone. And so now he's on the bus headed back home. And that's where these like Russian mafia, I assume they're Russian, Russian mafia, have an accident and get on the bus, and they see a woman that they want to take advantage of, and they get everyone to leave the bus. And Hutch is like, I'm not leaving. I'm protecting her, and you guys are going down. So
right.
It's a bus fight scene.
Yeah. So I'm sure you've seen a glimpse of this particular brawl in the trailer. Yeah. I mean, it was definitely manic and well choreographed. And yeah, what I do like about whoever choreographed these fights, I'm sure the same people who did choreograph this fight, whatever, choreograph John Wick, whatever. It's like the weightiness of the fight. It's like, you know, when someone get a critical hit, they stay down for a little bit. You know, it's like they don't just keep kind of, you know, throwing punches at each other. Like, but someone like get that hit or that punch or that kick in like the right area, you know, they kind of like, you know, they hold themselves for a minute and like and groan in pain. You know, the same thing for the hero. The hero get like busted up real good. Like, he don't jump back up. He's like, ah, like, you know, he's trying to like collect his thoughts before he attack again. So like, just same as John Wick. Like, with, you know, when John Wick get kind of beat down a little bit, he kind of, he maneuvers out, but he kind of limps over to the corner and gather his, you know, gather his strength before he go back in for round two or three. So I kind of like the fact that it, you know, these fights go back to more of like a real world brawl, you know, like actual hurting of hits, the mortality of it all. Yeah.
And I liked that they show, Hutch's character. Like, he seems like he has a dad bod. He doesn't look like an action star, and they lean into that, you know. When he gets hit hard, he doesn't just like go down and like pause. It is definitely like, oh my God, I felt that. I'm out of shape. You feel it in that scene.
Yes, exactly. Which I love. Yeah, so he pretty much, you know, got a hold of it and he came out the victor. But this news goes to the boss. Wait a minute, was he the boss who was like one of them, like the money men of?
I don't remember.
Because it seemed like, because remember, he was part of a group of like the mob people. And I remember in the subtitles, they were like, oh, you know, like, we don't trust you, like, handling our money or something like that. And then he kills one of the goons, and then the rest of the mob group was like, okay, we trust you now, type thing. You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's like the money middleman of the bigger mob, or I was trying to figure out like his, you know, his ranking in this
mob. Yeah, I mean, I don't think the mob structure is that important as it is in the John Wick movies, but There could be a, I mean, the director for this movie has definitely teased that Hutch's universe and John Wick's universe could potentially be the same universe, and they could run into each other in a future movie, which would be amazing.
That could be interesting.
Yeah, the suburbs meet New York City type of situation.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that would be cool. I mean, just imagine. John Wick, Hutch, and Halle Berry's character.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that would be epic. Speaking of epicness, we have to call out the man of many talents, the legendary Christopher Lloyd.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, we cannot praise his name enough. So he is Hutch's dad. So he plays like the crotchety dad at first, a little like, you know, it almost seemed like he's a sitting target because he don't really move. He just kind of shuffles around his retirement home, whatever. But when the Russian goons try to go after Hutch's dad, they learn a lesson really quick.
Yep. And that he's not just an old man. He's also a killer himself.
Oh, that was pretty hilarious. I gotta say, I mean, he just like shotguns two goons, you know, in the retirement home, like with no problem.
Yeah, and it was great because the attendee, the nurse on call, comes into the room to find out what's going on. He's like, oh, David, keep the TV down, thinking that it was just a violent movie that he was watching.
Yeah, because he was watching those old Westerns, mm-hmm. which makes sense.
Go ahead.
I was saying it makes sense because, you know, old people watch a lot of those old Westerns. And so, you know, he had it blasting like Gunsmoke. He was watching one of those old Westerns. And, you know, he's like, okay, I'll turn it down. And he turned it down. Then we see these two goons, like, just, you know, shot up on the floor.
Yeah, and I do have to call out another actor in the movie. Hutchins' father-in-law is played by Michael Ironside.
Yes.
Who is, people may know him from Starship Troopers.
Mm-hmm. Total Recall.
Yep, Top Gun.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, yes. Love that dude. Love that dude. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they had some good veteran players in here, definitely. And also we have, you know, when Hutch is at work, you know, he turned on this old kind of like AM FM radio with the dial. And he talks to like this mysterious person who somehow know the whereabouts and know who he really is. And it's revealed that is actually RZA from Wu-Tang. So they work, I guess they were part, not part of, but they worked in this, they were in the same organization, right? It was in the same organization.
Yeah. Which in my mind, that's where like RZA can be, part of the John Wick network in New York that knows where everyone is.
Right.
Like he's the person that has the info.
You know what? And actually RZA could serve as a crossover to two movies. He can be, you know, connected to the John Wick world at the same time. Let's not forget, he was also another ghost dog in the Ghost Dog movie, because he comes across Forrest Whitaker in Ghost Dog. He was kind of like the younger Ghost Dog samurai.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, just saying. yeah, we can bridge all these franchises together.
That would be amazing.
Come on, Hollywood, pay us, man. We have all these ideas.
I mean, if we want to go really out there, we could also bring in G.I. Joe because he was in that.
We don't need to do that.
Okay.
At least not the second one. No, we don't need to do that. That's cool. Yeah.
Can we bring in Harold and Kumar just sort of in the background, like they're at a bar at some point?
Yes.
Because he was in Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, or have Harold Kumar come out of a White Castle like right before a shootout.
Yes, I'm on board for this.
Right when they're about to eat their sliders, like they just see like a body probably fall from a building or something like that.
And they just think they're having a bad trip. Exactly. Yes. That'd be the best Easter egg in one of these.
Yeah, because it's all in New York, you know, just saying. Yeah. Man, like I said, man, like we coming up with Francis Ford Coppola caliber epics that, you know, that will dwarf The Godfather. So anyway, pretty much the story is in high gear once everything's exposed and once the Russian hitman is after Hutch. Now, third act, we flip into more of, okay, so we have to wind this back. So Hutch, they work at this kind of factory, right? Like the, I forgot what they manufactured, but it was a factory. And so it's pretty funny how the third act kind of goes into like this Kevin McAllister Home Alone situation where he kind of sets up booby traps when they walk into the factory. I was like, okay, that's cool. I'll just wait for the blowtorches and the Hot Wheels toys to be laid down. But, you know, which would have been cool if he did that.
Yes. So ultimately, he takes out all the Russians. And I think at the end, towards the end, is where we see him being interviewed with the cops. And they're like, who are you? And he's like, it doesn't really matter.
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, and then the cops get a call, meaning that it was probably someone else above their pay grade telling them to let him go. And at this point, the whole family kind of knows what Hutch is about, like his past. So,
yeah. And he finally gets the respect of his children that he'd been hiding from them all of this time who he really was. And they just thought he was this loser that everyone took advantage of, and realized he was really just keeping himself in check so he didn't hurt anyone.
Exactly. So, yeah, more of the story. Boys and girls, just be yourself. You know, if people love you, they're going to accept you for who you are. You know, people that don't, you don't need to be around them.
Yeah. So Bob Odenkirk, who plays Hutch, the main character, he did 2 years of training for this movie.
Wow.
Which is crazy. And then this movie was originally supposed to come out in August of last year, but we had a little shutdown of the universe. And so it was delayed till February of 2021, and then it ultimately wasn't released till the end of March of 2021.
Yeah, that's true. It pushed a lot of movies back. So it's definitely,
yeah. I feel like if in a normal world this movie would have done quite well. Mm-hmm. But I don't think a lot of people have heard of it.
During the pandemic, I guess they were like, well, these movies are not going to theater, so it's like, I guess we can scale back on marketing these things, because, you know, well, you have to worry about posters, and you're like, well, maybe one or two posters would splash all somewhere, but since everyone's at home, it's like, okay, we'll be more digital. Like, you'll probably see a teaser on one of the ad blocks when you click on some. It's like, oh, nobody on demand, or nobody, you can rent it, or something like that.
I mean, the budget to create the movie was $16 million, and they did gross so far, they've grossed $41 million. So they have made money off of it, which is good. Because I wouldn't mind seeing Sal in another movie where he's fighting.
Because he do his thing. Bob Odenkirk is so awesome, everything he do. Like I said, Better Call Saul, one of, in my opinion, one of the best written shows to have come out the past 3-4 years. The series is amazing to me. It's funny, like, the more I watch the seasons, the less, like, the more I forget it's from Breaking Bad, because it stands on its own so well to the point where you could just watch this, don't even have to go into Breaking Bad. That's how, like, fully realized and written these characters are, independent of the Walter White story. And plus, you know, he gives such a great performance. That's what I got for you. All right. So what is our Stuck on the Tarmac review?
So sitting on the sofa, enjoying it with the family. putting on your shoes. You're not quite sure if you should watch the movie, clean the house, or do something else, or go outside and take on the crazies. This is a rated R movie.
Yeah, so I don't know about the family.
So maybe watch it. I mean, for me, it's sit on the sofa and watch it with the older kids.
Yes.
Little kids.
Right. Yeah. If you got some teenagers, like, hey, y'all want to watch some cool shoot up stuff? Like, yeah. Yeah, no.
There's no sex scenes. It's just, it's rated R because of the violence.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. Language and violence. Yeah.
Yeah. If you liked John Wick, then you will definitely like this movie.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, because this movie is like more of a kind of, it's more of a bite size. You know, shorter, more compressed, you know, story, you know, because I think it was like an hour and 30. It's like an hour and a half. It's not even.
Yeah. It's short.
Yeah. So it's a nice little bite size, you know, you get your crazy shootout stuff like that. It's not overly long or anything like that. You know, it hits its points and it's in and out. I mean, so which is
it moves very fast.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely don't leave the room while you're watching the movie because you'll probably miss a good part of it. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, well, two buzz down. You enjoy it. It's crazy fun, and like Bob Odenkirk is always a joy to watch alongside, you know, Doc Brown. What's his name? Christopher Lloyd.
Lloyd. Yeah. Yeah. And it's always fun to see like an older Gen X with a dad bod, like being a badass. That like, you don't have to be ripped, a Vin Diesel type or a Rock type to actually kick ass.
Right. Yes. Definitely. Agreed. And so there you have it, guys. Nobody. So I believe it's on stream and like for rent digitally and all.
It's for rent on Amazon. So get your rent on, folks.
Yes, yes. You will not regret it. All right. Until Thursday, wish everyone safe physical distancing and
get your vaccines and wear your masks.
Yes. Peace.